Hello, and welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, the only podcast that analyzes Ridley Scott's Blade Runner 1 minute at a time.
You know, when I explain that to people, they think we only speak for a minute.
Yeah, my buddy thought that we only, we talk about Blade Runner for a minute.
I don't know how better to explain it.
And I said, no, it's going to be, you know, once a week or twice a week or however many days. It's going to be an ongoing thing until we finish the movie. He's like, yeah, but how could you fit it into 1 minute every week? I'm like, it's not the whole movie every week. What do you think we're doing?
But even still, like, a minute of a discussion.
He couldn't grasp it at all.
They can't grasp it. They're like, so you only record a minute at a time? Like, how much are you speaking? What can you possibly say about the movie in a minute? And I'm like, no, no, no. We watch a minute of the movie and talk about that for like 20, 30 minutes if we're lucky. And they're like, how can you talk about 1 minute for 30 minutes? I was like, you'd be surprised. Oh, we can.
That's the point.
But they have a hard time understanding. Like, when we discuss the movie 1 minute at a time, they think literally our discussion is 1 minute at a time.
I could see that. Maybe I'm worried. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe. Is there a better way for me to say it?
Hey, guys, do you think there's a better way to say it?
So we talk about Blade Runner. We talk about 1 minute of Blade Runner. No, at a time. It can't end any other way.
There has to be a better way.
That's how English goes.
No, it's clunky. I don't like it.
Well, I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today's minute 52.
See?
It's a 52nd minute. About the 55th episode, I think, because we had a couple of specials.
Yeah, we had the Meet the Blade Runners. The minute starts with...
It starts with Deckard inviting Rachel to the bar, Taffy Lewis's place.
Find me in the bar, mommy.
It ends with Deckard backstage of Taffy Lewis's place. Because I guess they put on shows. There's like showgirls. Is this like a burlesque bar?
Yeah, I would assume it's a burlesque.
Yeah, okay. So, what the hell did I write here? Ah, so he's on the phone with Rachel. In the previous minute, he said... come on down for free drinks. And I tried to listen back to the line where he says, Taffy Lewis is online. I got Taffy Lewis online in line. You listen back with me. I didn't turn the closed captioning on.
I think that's what he was saying. So maybe he meant on Taffy Lewis's line. Like, I'm drinking on his line.
Yeah, like we're drinking for free.
Like, so on his tab?
It's still what I thought it is. Okay. We're drinking for free. Okay.
And she says...
She says in the most angelic way that
I don't think so, Mr. Deckard.
It's not my kind of place.
She calls him Mr. Deckard first.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. And that's not her type of place. She must know Taffy Lewis's place. Like it's infamous or the sector is infamous. But either way, she knows his name. But I always assumed she was led a very sheltered life and wouldn't have known about this kind of stuff.
She Googled it.
But I guess she knows the sector isn't her type of area because she does live a sheltered life.
She has a split screen on her vidphone, so people say things on one side of the screen, and on the other screen there's instant Google, which explains what they're talking about. So someone says, "I'm cooking."
It's an X-ray.
Yeah, it's an X-ray, like an Amazon X-ray when you watch an Amazon Prime video. So someone says, "I'm going to Taffy Lewis's place in the fourth sector." And bam, the map shows up.
And it's naughty.
And it shows all the naughty.
Well, if he said the sector may be a naughty area.
I'm just making
like
stuff
the red light district, you know?
I'm just kidding. I'm just making stuff up.
But,
She hangs up on his ass.
No, before that, he asks her if she wants to go somewhere else.
So nice, too. He's so...
We can go somewhere
he's
else.
He's so accommodating. We'll go somewhere else. Okay. That's all
like
he says,
he's there
right?
for a job.
Well, so we'll go someplace else. That's not my kind of place, she says. And he says, well, we'll go someplace else. But his eyes light up. Like, there's a chance. There's a chance. I'll take you wherever you want to go. So he's calling her up for a date.
Yeah.
He just wants to go out and have a drink with her. And wow. That's a big moment. Mm-hmm. That's a very big moment. A vulnerability for Deckard. This hardened detective, this Blade Runner, this murderer, you know? You ever killed a human by mistake? Look at what you do for a living. He's so hard about it. He's like, Dick, replicants are either a machine, they're either a benefit or a hazard, like any other machine. And here he knows she's what he calls a machine, and he's calling her up. You want to go out? We'll go someplace else.
She hangs up on him.
That's it, man. She tamed him.
The call cost them $1.25.
The call cost $1.25. She hangs up on his ass. He's got to pay $1.25.
Did you notice on the screen it looks like there's a whole bunch of writing? There's different colors of ink. It looks like people are, like, writing numbers or notes all around the screen.
Yeah, that, see, that's what I was wondering in the last minute. This is not a nice-looking place. It's very dirty. But the people in it are younger and dressed to the gills.
You've never really been in a bar? Not a bar, a club?
Well, I'm in a band. I'm in all kinds of bars.
You're in bars, not clubs.
What's the difference?
Because clubs, you tend to wear your nicest at.
But
why, you dress
it up. But I thought those people that are in there... They're so high society. They're taking out their Sharpies and writing all over the walls and the
That's what I'm saying. They may not be. Just because you dress fancy doesn't mean anything. They may dress fancy, spend all their money on one outfit that they wear out once or twice a month, nurse a drink just to go out because they want to party hardy.
You know what? You just made a good point because I'm very ignorant when it comes to things like that. You're right. I don't go out a lot to...
You've never been in a club.
Clubs and stuff. I don't.
You've never been in a club. You've been in plenty of bars.
It's not my kind of place, Mrs. Marchese. He's going back to the bar. He's slamming more worm drinks. Did we research the drink?
No, and he takes the worm or whatever it is out of his mouth. That's the only reason why I knew there was something in the drink, because when I watched it the first time, he like dug in his mouth. It looked like he was going to his back molars, and he pulls this thing out, looks at it, and flicks it.
So I said it in the last episode. I've never noticed there were worms in the glass. Don't ask me why. I don't know why I didn't just look down and see the friggin' worms. But I always thought he was pulling, like, a feather.
No, I knew there was something in the drink, like, but I thought it was, like, some kind of dirt that wasn't supposed to be there because the look he gave it.
Well, either way, sure. I thought it was something odd that wasn't supposed to be in the drink.
It was only when I just watched the minute for the notes that I realized that it was in the glass.
Right. Is that weird that we never noticed that before? Especially me. I've seen
this
movie.
No, because I haven't really watched it the same way you have. Because we have children that I have to pay attention to.
No, for me, I'm saying, isn't it weird? Like, I walk around like I'm some kind of wannabe Blade Runner expert, but I didn't even realize he had worms in his drink. It seems like an easy catch that I missed.
You do this thing when you watch movies, even movies that you love like this, or Lord of the Rings, or Star Wars, where they're background to you. They are the wallpaper of your life. So you're busy, like, fixing your guitar or... reorganizing toys or what have you, and you put it on.
What toys? Shut up.
No, it's this is a safe space.
You're allowed to talk about that. I'm a grown up. I don't have toys. I don't have vintage Star Wars toys that are looking at me right now.
Next to the Lord of the Rings toys.
Shut up, Max Rebo.
But you tend to put these things on as you go about the business of your life.
Yeah. Okay.
So you don't always watch. You don't sit down and watch all the time.
I love how you'll just defend me. No matter
I'm
what,
not, I'm just telling you.
No matter what my faults.
Like, you'll lay down to take a nap, but you'll put on Star Wars first to take a nap, too.
No, you're just defending me, because I remember once I couldn't park. We had one of your friends in the car, and I was trying to park the car, and I had to go in reverse and forward about 1,000 times to get the car lined up at the spot.
You know what I meant,
and
right?
And she was like, what's your problem? Why can't you park the car? And you were like, it's cold. He has a problem. It's understandable, because the joints get all
That's not what I said.
Frozen.
I didn't say joints.
They're like, maybe I just suck at parking.
I meant because you were wearing a winter coat, so you couldn't, like,
well,
do
what
the arm
I,
stretch.
What I took it as, is I love him, and I'll scratch your goddamn eyes out
That's
if you
true
insult
too.
His parking
That's
skills.
That's true, because only I'm allowed to make fun of him.
That's right.
Nobody else can give him shit. You're stupid, but only I can tell you that.
You're my stupid.
You're my stupid. Told you I didn't free you with those socks.
So from there, there's, wait, what?
I didn't free you with those socks.
Oh, the Dobby socks that you gave me for Christmas. That's good. So from there, from him getting turned down by Rachel and going to the bar to
picking a worm out of his mouth
to drink his sorrows away, picking the worm out. Why is he picking the worm out? I thought you eat the worm, you get more drunk.
I don't know. That's right. Why I thought it was garbage. That's why I was surprised to see in the previous minute that it was
his,
a worm.
His loss. But here's something I noticed. First of all, I think I'm stepping on you. You got stuff to say?
That's okay. You can go ahead.
You sure? Because I got a point to make.
No, I got a bellyache. Really, that's right.
I got something really interesting.
Make your point.
Something really interesting that I caught. So he's sitting there, Deckard, mm-hmm. and he's sitting at the bar, and he turns to a voice that's saying, ladies and gentlemen,
the announcer.
Something, here's the amazing so-and-so and whoever. I can't make out what he's saying. It's like a person's name and their... group, I guess, other dancers on stage, and her snake, and the serpent that corrupted men.
No, he says her name and then says, watch her take pleasure from the serpent who originally corrupted man. You know, because it's dirty because the serpent gave the apple to...
Wait, is she banging the snake?
Oh, yeah. You didn't realize that that's what... She takes pleasure from the snake that originally corrupted man.
No.
What was your point? And I'll tell you what my point was here.
Oh, my God.
What was your point? Well, he looks at the stage. He's listening to the dance. Well, hey.
I feel like we should
get... a show.
Oh, my God.
And then, after he watches for a second... He turns away and puts his hand at his temple, like, to block his view. Like, you never noticed? Like,
no.
Where do you think she's putting that snake, dude?
Okay, hang on a second.
I want you to imagine
Selma Hayek
in From Dusk Till Dawn with her snake dance. And how the snake is, like, wrapping itself around her thigh. Yeah. And it's like, ooh, it's hot. No, this snake probably goes further. It goes all the way to home base.
I never noticed. I never realized.
Because he averts his eyes. Like, he puts his hand at his temple
and not only that, but the point that I was going to make, the big point was, Jesus Christ. And somebody just posted on a different Blade Runner group that I'm in, that he said, I've never seen a snake show before. I didn't fully get it, because I think she's just dancing with a snake. I didn't realize it was something so...
Well, what do you think a donkey show is, dude?
I didn't know it was something so Tijuana-esque. But what I noticed from the shot, and I never noticed before, was it's just him. It's the camera is beside him, almost behind him, on a weird angle. And you see him making these weird, now that I think about it, these weird wincing faces. And then he turns around. You're right. The camera is on him for about 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's him. And you see someone 20, on the left, like seconds. A woman with this weird cage.
Yes.
Shoulder pad type of things that are see-through, smoking her long yes. cigarette. And he first looks, turns to the stage like, oh, we're going to see a show. And then, like, he makes, like, a wince and puts his hand near his eyes, like his temple, and turns back to the bar. Like,
Okay, wait.
And then he goes backstage, and it's still the same music playing. So, you know, her show is still going on. And he's just like, I can't be any part of that. I can't be in that room with that.
I'm sorry.
And he comes backstage, and he's pretending to read over, actually reading the newspaper. He's like, I can't be around for that.
I never thought it that far through. I never realized that's what she was doing. But before this revelation just now, while we're sitting here, what I was going to proclaim proudly was, I love these solitary moments that the camera has with Harrison Ford, because I love the faces he was making. I pictured him just looking at the introduction, and it's just not his scene. He doesn't care about the show. She's going to dance with the snake. He doesn't care.
That's
I didn't realize he's watching.
Did terrible, terrible things to her.
I didn't realize that that's why the camera's on him for so long, because of the implication. Because they can't turn the camera to the stage because this filth is going on.
Is that the show started, and immediately they go into, like, the raunchy, because he immediately turns away. It's like, 10 seconds into the show. Like, what is the point? Like, why even bother the entrance? Get out there.
Wow.
Spread your leg like that Winona Ryder golf ball thing from South Park.
The ping pong ball trick, yeah.
And put the ping pong ball, yes, thank you. And put the snake where it's supposed to go and get out of here.
Oh my God, I never knew it. I never talked to anybody about it. It never came across that way to me on screen. I never noticed.
Again, because you don't always watch with your full attention.
Yeah, but I just did with my full attention, and look what I came away from it with. Yeah. I came away from it with, look at this beautiful solitary moment that the camera had.
Do you think they
the
told
cinematographer
him?
Loves Harrison Ford. Look at these moments. He's just not enjoying the scene. That's why he turns away, so he could probably order another drink and then go about his business. I didn't realize he was watching in terror. This poor woman get...
You know the director of photography?
This poor woman get defiled by a snake. That's why he was wincing away. I didn't interpret it as that. I thought he was just, like, bored at the introduction. Like, I figured the carnival barker was up there on the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a snake and pleasures. But I didn't ever pay attention to the wording that the intro guy, the hype man, was using. The hype man. The snake sex
You're
hype
special.
Man. I hope so.
The director of photography during the shoot was very, very ill.
Yeah.
By the end of the filming, he was in a wheelchair.
Who's this now? What's his name?
His name is Jordan Cronenweth.
What did he do?
I didn't have a chance to look it up because I only did my notes 20 minutes before we started. But he had Parkinson's, and he was having
Oh my goodness.
It got really bad during filming, and he made it through the whole filming, but by the end he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And on a side note, as to Rachel... I know we've talked about other actresses that it could have been.
No.
Philip K. Dick wanted Victoria Principal.
Remind me.
Victoria Principal?
Yeah.
She went on to do some of like those 80s
soap operas. Tell me who she is.
I can't give you a specific movie because it was a lot of TV shows. My dad loved Victoria Principal and what's her name? Wonder Woman. Linda Wagner?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
I don't know. My tummy hurts. It's hard to think
of. The Hamilton, The Terminator, and The Beauty and the Beast show. Linda Carter. TV's Wonder Woman.
So he liked Victoria Principal.
Wasn't she tortured? Wasn't she like...
Yeah, the outfit was very uncomfortable.
Like the outfit was uncomfortable.
But they do that to every woman.
They forced her to
I got some notes on Zora's costume, too, when we get up to
weight and stuff like that.
They do that to all the girls.
Yeah. I remember hearing something specifically...
You know, we're just objects.
Terrible about... Oh, stop it. Don't do that. Not here.
They made Judy Garland eat just chicken noodle soup and smoke cigarettes and pop pills to be small enough for Wizard of Oz because she was supposed to be a teenager and they thought she looked too old.
Jeez. Yeah.
And every time they saw her eating, they would take the food out of her hand, give her a pill, and give her a cigarette.
Jesus Christ.
And then they wondered why she became a drug addict.
Somewhere over rehab.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Not as sad as the look on Harrison's face when he realizes what's happening with that snake.
I can't believe I've been sitting here and I'm like, yeah, I made a great connection. I made a great artistic connection with this movie. Because look at that. That cinematographer is just focused on...
With the smoke and the lights.
Oh, on Harrison's face. And he's making these strange faces. Oh, gee, I wonder what those faces are about. Anyway, Pete, keep going with your beautiful, unique perspective on this. On the shot, he's just great. He turns and it's just this, the camera doesn't move. It's just on Harrison for like 20 seconds or 25 seconds. I was like, that's brilliant. It's not brilliant. It's just, I mean, it's still brilliant, but not for why. Yeah, exactly.
We want to see his reaction to the breast because everybody in America can draw her. It's from memory.
It's a, what's the word? It's a gag. It's a joke because he's looking at this disgusting thing on stage. I get it now. I get it.
You're like, I didn't even know there was a thing.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That wasn't that Dusk Till Dawn.
But she didn't
bang because the they snake. Can't show it. But what do you think they were implying?
They showed everything else in that movie. Let's watch Dusk Till Dawn. Let's do the Dusk Till Dawn minute. Dusk Till Minute. Minute Till Dawn. What would you call the Dusk Till Dawn minute? Are you yawning?
I'm tired.
There's no yawning in podcasting.
We had 4 days off, and I took a nap 3 of those days.
It sucks that I didn't time, and I very easily could have, but I didn't. We have an episode dropping on Christmas, and we have an episode dropping on, it already happened. It happened a long time ago, and we're going to have one drop on New Year's, and I think, yeah, they're going to hear, obviously they're going to hear that before they hear this, but it sucks that I didn't space them out so that we could say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year on those exact episodes.
Oh, like count it out.
Yeah, it's a silly thing that I just didn't think about.
They don't really watch them on the day it drops anyway.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Watch or listen?
Listen, same thing.
I don't do video.
I know, everyone keeps asking me if we're going to do video. And I'm like, no, it's a podcast.
Yeah, why
and
do they people go, keep doing that?
Because it's a podcast. Me I was too. Like, well, podcast is literally sound. Because you're supposed to listen to it through your iPod. That's how old I am.
You know, you...
I go, otherwise it's a vodcast. And they're like, what?
The podcast is audio. It's for your iPod. That's what it was for.
Yeah, originally. That's why it was called podcast.
A podcast. And the people that call a video show or a video or even live radio sometimes they call podcasts.
For a little bit.
What the hell's the matter with you? It's just live radio or a video show, like a live interview show.
Or I'm recording my
show.
I'm recording my podcast so you can see it as well as listen, but how do you do that in the car? You got the video playing on your phone? You're going to want to look down?
Maybe we're too old.
I am old.
Maybe we're too old for all of this. Maybe we should just shut it down.
You know what we should do? We should have it done on a record.
First of all, that's happening. And I'll spring for the extra bucks to burn all of our... Once we're done with it, we'll put the whole show...
It's not burning it. It's pressing it.
We'll press the whole show. How could one guy sound too old and too young and too stupid in the same sentence? But I just accomplished it. We're going to press the whole run of the show on a vinyl. Special mm-hmm. vinyl.
You would need a lot of them.
With a nice, you know, sleeve.
You'd need a lot of them.
And everything.
It's not going to happen. But I can record it on an audio tape for them if they want. On a cassette.
So after this, we're still doing E.T.?
You said we're not doing E.T. We're doing the Blade Runners. I gotta do all the Blade Runners. We're doing the
Blade Runners, but I think we got E.T. I think we're slated for E.T.
I thought you gave it to somebody else.
I tried to, and they gave it back. Because it's not going to be out for another 3 years.
Why don't you ask our fans what they want?
Stop it. Grow up. We decide. If I worried about what the fans wanted, we'd be good. Okay?
Why? They wanted longer episodes. We've been giving them longer episodes.
Well, I didn't. I could have given long episodes from the start. I just didn't think.
I couldn't have. That was credits on a black screen.
I know. Well, listen. This thing evolved into what it is, and I'm proud of it. So don't worry about that stuff. But on a more serious note, my IKEA podcast, my not safe for work IKEA podcast. You down or what?
What do you want from my life?
I'm gonna ask Alan from the Wilder Ride to do it with me.
What, is he going to come to Brooklyn and go through IKEA with you?
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Alan is coming to Brooklyn.
He has his own show, and he has his, like,
a not safe job for work. We're going to go to IKEA in Red Hook, and we're going to walk around with a microphone, with a portable mic set.
You mean your phone?
I mean my phone. And we're going to walk around, and we're going to read the items, descriptions, and look at them, and take them, buy them, build them. And he's going to come over, and we're going to talk about the whole process, and we're going to curse a lot, because that's the angle of the show. The whole point of the show is to curse.
Alan won't be able to put up with you.
Alan's my buddy.
I know he is, but it would be like, he's crazy. You know who you should do this with, right?
The IKEA minute? What?
Chud?
With the IKEA minute with Chud? Yeah, that's an easy one, though. That's a slam dunk.
Then you should do it with you, Fred, Chud, and Josh. Where Josh would be like, yeah, bro, whatever you say. And
Stop agreeing to everything, Josh!
And Chud's trying to tell you the mathematics behind it. And Fred just curses out all of you.
And leaves. Yeah. Or I could pay random people, like strangers on the street, to come by and build.
Can you not bring strangers to my house? Furniture with me.
What's a competing store, furniture store? Like, I can go pick up people from Raymore and Flanagan to come with me to IKEA to purchase and build furniture, and then we compare it to their stuff, which is garbage. And I'll say, see, for a nickel on the dollar.
I would say Target is on the same level as IKEA.
Yeah, but it's literally on the same level. It's like the same crap, and it's not as cheap.
It is.
No, you can't compare Target prices to IKEA prices.
IKEA is the best ever in the world.
See, but don't say that like it's a good thing. Like, they're good price wise, but look at this rickety piece of. I mean, I made it, but that's not my fault. All I did was put it together.
Let's be very clear.
How could you blame me? All I did was put it together. Everybody, thank you for joining us on this 52nd minute. Was it the 52nd minute?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Yes. Come back next time?
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Listen, if you're listening at this point, you're going to keep listening, I think. I don't think we're losing anybody right now. If you're here now, you're ride or die. If you're 52 minutes in, you're ride or die. Love you, thank you.
Sing the song.
Which song?
Ride or Die.
I don't know what that is. Is that a real song? So sing it.
No, you're the singer.
Who sings it?
There's been a lot of songs that have Ride or Die.
Tool?
Sure, do a Tool version.
That's it. There you go. That's the Tool version. Ride or Die. Later.